Susie. Susie Meister.
Hello, episode 459. Hi, Sarah.
We are feeling fine.
What yes, are you doing?
I did it. Oh, you know, nothing, just over here drinking my Pinot Grigio.
Oh, my God.
Actually, good. It's a Sauvignon Blanc, but, you know, whatevs. It's a white wine. It's
cheers, like a, and I'm it's like a morning drinking wine. Liquid IV.
Cause oh, because you're not feeling well. I should be drinking that. I have a water right next to it, so I go back and forth. It's real nice.
Yeah, I support you. Yeah, yes. I want you to drink.
I know you do. You're always, like, such a good cheerleader for that. And, like, but, you know, I keep it in moderation. I go in and out. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, like, I love having, you know, like glass of wine here and there. And then sometimes I'm like, I'm bored with drinking. I'm like, it's not even
I know what you mean.
Fun.
Yeah.
What's
you
got to
change
about?
It up.
Yeah, you do. I know. Sometimes about. You just change up the styles. Go back to like boozy bites and pina coladas and things like that.
Boozy bites.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, how are you doing? You always ask me, and I always just answer. But like, what's my Susie up to today? How are you feeling?
Ooh. Well, you know how I have been having migraines because I thought it was the fires, and I think it's just a combination of lots of things. But anybody that has migraines. It is a real annoying thing to me that, like, it's understood.
Like, yeah.
If you go to the doctor, they can give you some meds and stuff, but they kind of, like, don't really know what it is or why it's happening. And I swear it's because mostly women get them.
Oh, my God.
It's my conspiracy
theory. You know what's funny? It's funny that you even say that because it made me think of, like, period pain when you said this. Like,
right.
It made me think of cramps when you said that, of, like, that the pain that, like... Because I was going to ask you, is this? Do you think it's one of those things where it's – I guess there are some pains where it's something that's common, but then a lot of – it's also common for people to not understand how severe it is.
Yeah, it's like common but mysterious.
Yeah. Somehow. But like if you have a more rare – disease or injury or whatever it is or issue and you say, "Ooh, I'm in pain," because we can't even imagine somebody with that or like it's not as familiar, we're like, "Oh my God, that must be so bad." But when we hear somebody say like, "Oh, I have a migraine all the time," maybe it's just like I hear it all the time, so it's like, "Oh yeah, you know, like everybody gets migraines." But I've never had one, so I don't possibly understand. Yeah, and now that I'm thinking of it, like back pain. Like if you threw your back out, oh my God. I used to be like, oh, just fucking stand up, you're fine. And then I threw my back out and I was like, oh my God, I'm actually going to murder somebody if you touch me.
Like, yeah, that's
so much
hideous.
Pain. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So that's no fun. And it's especially no fun because you know when you're sick a certain period of time and then you think this is just how your life's going to be forever.
Yeah. Oh,
that's where
yes.
I am where I'm like, oh no, I guess I'm just a migrainous person for the rest of my life.
But, what about you know, they say that like, isn't there like a Botox that helps with that?
Yes. I want to get that.
Hell yeah.
In your neck.
On your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a muscle that, yeah. Hell yeah.
You have to get it for a certain, like you have to get it with a certain frequency in order for it to be covered.
Uh-huh.
So you'd have to say, oh, I get however many a week or whatever in order for it to be covered.
Oh,
but
for sure.
I am at that point
the,
now because I have it almost every day.
You know, now that you say that, I think I know somebody who does do that. So I think I have a referral in LA for you.
I've heard it. It's like, very effective.
Yeah. And this person says it is very effective. So yes. Because that's like, again, I hear about migraines. I'm like, oh my God, that must be so awful. What is it? What can you even, what does it feel like for you? Because doesn't it affect different senses?
Yeah, everyone's different. Like Adam's are different than mine, but mine
and
feels
Adam
like
too? Oh, Lincoln
somebody
is
inside my brain trying to poke my eyeball out with a fork.
Oh my, that sounds awful.
That is kind of what it is. It's like, why is my eyeball going to come out of my head right now?
We're like pressury and sharp.
Sharp, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well,
but
I'm
it's all right.
Really
let's
sorry.
Talk about something positive.
I know.
Or funny.
I'm trying to think.
Like,
oh,
do you,
you
know
what?
Poop story.
Well, I have something about being funny.
Yes, let's hear it.
So, we were talking about funny experiments with mice a little bit ago and sending them up to space. Well,
yes.
their brothers, the rats, are also involved in some pretty hilarious experiments in which they are being tickled.
No.
Yes. So they are trying to, they, researchers, I gotta, you know, put some respect on their name. They are trying to establish why we laugh when tickled.
And isn't they, it so weird?
They are I watched 45 seconds of a human tickling a rat.
And they laugh like people?
Okay. This is the really interesting part. So they noticed that some enjoy being tickled and they give away the mood, like whatever mood they're in, by these high-pitched little giggles that they do. Oh, and you can, God, like, measure them. And rats, they said, they always give reliable results because they don't laugh when they're nervous or scared like people sometimes do. Like, it's hard to study laughter in humans because we don't just use it for...
Isn't that strange?
Isn't it? That made me think. Yeah. So it was like... So, yeah. So in humans, tickling can be like good and bad and like, you know.
Right. Or no. Yes. Tickling or laughing?
Well, tickling can be experienced as good or bad. So like the reaction it can... So... And so they were looking at, like, you know, studying to find a way if you can determine whether rats are having a good time or a bad time by, oh my God, even kidding. I'm not even kidding. This is why it's hilarious. So they're trying to determine, and then when they try to determine if they're having a good time or a bad time, because they will only emit the high pitching squeaking noise if they're having a good time. So basically, if you tickle a rat and he's having a bad day, he's like, fuck you, I'm not happy, I'm not giggling, and I'm not laughing.
How do we know that, though?
Because there were previous research done that had tested this sound, and you can't hear it. It emits at, does it have, like, the hertz? It's a specific, like, sound that, let me see.
Can I just interject while you look?
Yes, please.
I forgot to tell you when I was talking last episode about the superlative books, book about the animals that are like the biggest, smallest, whatever. They were talking about elephants and how, you know how elephants will make that noise with their trunk, you know, like a horn or whatever
the heck that is. It's a terrible elephant impersonation. I know that. Don't judge me.
So we thought that was the only thing that they ever did, but it turns out they're super talkative and talk like nonstop. It's just basically so low that the humans can't hear it.
Oh my God.
But that they basically never shut up.
Oh my God. I love it. No wonder isn't they remember everything. They're like, they're reviewing the information constantly. Okay, sorry, so last Friday we went over here, then we passed over here, and did you have those bananas? They were delicious, but don't eat the ones on the left. They're awful.
Right.
So, yes, it said, so the previous research looked at 150, whatever the heck KHZ is, kilohertz, I'm going to go with that was an indicator for happiness in rats, and it measured a positive feeling. So they were able to look at the positive feeling. And so now this is the part that I don't really understand. Like, they said that this could be used to make sure that rats that are being used in like experiments are okay and doing all right. But like, isn't the whole point of being, isn't like, he's a rat who's trapped in a freaking cage and you're experimenting on him to begin with. Like,
yeah, I think we can assume he's like his best life.
Yeah, and like, why do you care? Like, I don't know. To me, my question that this didn't answer, the person didn't answer, is: do happy rats make better lab participants? Or like, there's got to be, you know, like, follow the money, right? So there's got to be like a reason for this.
Well, because I bet.
Why do they want to make sure the rats are in a good mood or a bad mood? That's weird.
Well, and if you did a study where you measured happiness amongst inmates, I'm sure that they have periods of laughter and joy, but, you know, they're not happy to be in prison.
Right. But then if you were going to say, hey, I want you guys to do this logic puzzle, it would be in your best interest, if you were doing the study, to pick the ones that were in the best mood, not the ones that were having a bad week, you know, just for the results. So that's like, because this made it, that's what I think, But this made it seem like this is what the article says. The researchers hope that the rat handlers can check in on the well-being of their rats by
ridiculous.
Running a quick tickle test and listening out for giggles. If they stay silent, it means something's afoot. Who, like...
This isn't baloney.
Well, not at the University of Bristol, UK, so...
It is, though, because that's a false narrative.
Yeah, but there's, like, more to it.
Just because somebody laughs when tickled doesn't mean they're joyful.
But apparently that's the case for rats. That's what they're saying.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, right. There's no rat who's like that's funny. Like, they don't... basically, rats aren't courtesy laughing, I guess.
I almost did a spit take just then.
Oh, that's really funny.
All right, I'll take your word for it, or their word for it.
You know, I feel like those little mice, blah, blah, blah. You know.
And, like, let's say they aren't happy when you tickle them. What are you supposed to do? Cancel the experiment?
Maybe that was it. Because they should have said that. I don't know.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yes. Yeah, so, yes. Just like, I feel like, just tell me the truth of why you're doing it. And, like, as,
yeah, there's more to the story.
What's her name? Who was the lawyer? Judge Judy says, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Why do you really want happy rats?
Why do you really want happy rats? Exactly. Tell me more.
Level with me here.
So, yeah. So that's my story about that. But before I forget, I have to update you on the plant.
Oh, my God. The tree?
The tree.
Yes, so, tell me.
After our episode, I was like, oh, I got to email them. Because, like, I got mostly because.
Oh, my God. You're so nice.
But here's what, like, so I emailed them a whole, like, and you have to, like, submit. I submitted a claim, like,
you like, didn't.
Yeah, because, like, the only way to contact, you have to, like, submit. And I was like, who do you even, they have, like, categories you can choose from about,
God.
Like, things that you want to play about. I'm like,
right, what one did you pick?
I think I did. There was one that was, like, building maintenance or something like that.
Okay.
And
right.
So I felt like, okay, that's, like, maintenance in the lobby area.
Yeah, it is.
And then I titled it Plants in Lobby, because that I felt like, you know. And then I proceeded, and this may have happened late at night after a couple glasses of wine.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I hear what you're saying.
You know.
Yep.
And then I proceeded to tell them about how I, as a plant lover concerned, like, well, as a concerned plant lover, I have been watching this plant slowly die, basically everything that we said. And then I proceeded to defend the reasons why it needed to be trimmed with, like, research that I did online of, like, a breakdown of, like, a little, like, here's some
were
of the benefits.
Were there charts involved?
Oh, for, like, there could have been. Like, I broke down the chart. I put it into, I made it just into bullet points for them. But I was like, here are some of the benefits. Blah, 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 blah. And, like, listed it out.
Oh,
and
God.
Then, because I was, like, trying to be casual about it. And
casual?
Then, you know, I know. Not casual, not about that part, about the next part that I'm about, like, if there's any, like, you know, but before I should tell you this part. So I send that
this
email and then I get a response and it was so nice. And this person was like,
Hold up.
Yes.
Let me just say, if you're not familiar with this story, because I'm assuming everyone already knows, but
yes.
Sarah has some concerns about this tree / plant in her apartment building lobby.
Oh my God, I'm going to look up the email. Yes.
She basically wants to care for it, but is afraid she'll get in trouble or something.
Yes.
And so then I
told her, well, I'm watching it die and it needs help. And so.
Yeah, she feels like it's crying.
It's crying. Yeah.
And then it was revealed to me on a previous episode that this is a 20-foot tree.
Yes. It's
I thought it was just like a little
not
ficus
a little shrub.
Or something.
This thing is huge. It, however, is a member of the ficus family. So you are correct.
Okay, so Sarah's now emailed them to say she wants to intervene, and now we're going to find out what they said.
Yes. Okay. Good. What a great setup. You're so good at this. Okay. Look at this. Is the best. So clearly, my tone was perfect.
Oh my God.
You know how they say write drunk, edit sober?
Yes.
Who even needs the editing? Just send.
Oh my God.
She said, "Hi Sarah, thanks for reaching out to us about our wonderful green friends. We actually have a company that takes care of all our plants, but thank you so much for offering your expertise." I must have come off like an expert.
That I can believe.
I'm like, okay, now that I read this, there could be like, maybe there's some snarkiness between the lines.
Right.
Okay, this is the part that I think you're going to love. Oddly enough, right after opening up your case, the young woman who tends to the plants every other week was in my office. Long story short, she's put in a work order to have the tree trimmed down so that it may grow tall again, giving the foliage at the bottom a chance to become healthy again. Yes, that was in my reasons.
Oh my God.
So,
your prescription.
Yes, in my prescription. And then thanks for reaching out. If you ever any have questions, please. And then they were nice enough to include a picture of their friend, a plant that sits on their desk that has a name and is.
Yes.
And so I was like, oh, that's really nice. So then I'm like, okay, be casual, be casual.
Yeah, be cool, be cool,
be cool. So somebody's coming and I'm like, oh my God, that's great news. Good to hear. And
you know they hate you in that office.
They don't. There's no way they can hate me. I've complained about zero. There are so many things wrong with, and there are so. Listen, don't you even remember about the woman who wrote? There have been. I think about the other types of people who live in my building. We have passive aggressive sign poster that just pretended to actually be the apartment complex, airing out all of their grievances. We have other kind of passive aggressive signposter who's a different person because this one used what the equivalent of Comic Sans, and the other person went to the length of making the graphics match. Not the same person, obvi.
Right.
The one about posting about the dog poop that's in the hallway. You would think I live in a motel, like somewhere like. Where I live in a place with luxury in the name. It's so crazy. So I know I'm not like on the scale of crazy apartment people. I know I'm near the bottom. So then I was like, oh my gosh, that's so wonderful. But what I'm really after, are the trimmings.
The trimmings. Oh my God, you want to propagate.
That's the whole point. Like, that's why, I mean, yes, I want to save the plant.
Oh, I didn't know you had an agenda.
I mean, okay, I do. It's a two for, it's a two for one deal. Like, the both things need to happen. And what kills me, as you know, Suze, what happens when you propagate? Or what happens when you trim your plants?
Oh, right. Sarah is very emotional, and I have to tell her it's just a haircut. It's not a murder.
Haircut, not amputation. Haircut, not amputation.
Yes.
And, but then I get, you even offer them up to me. You're like,
yeah,
here, would you like to? So the idea that somebody is going to come in and just, and then I think, okay, well, like, I feel like as the resident who's technically like paying for it, if I can't use the gym right now and I can't use the movie room and I can't use any of the other
facilities, especially if they're gonna throw it away,
I should get first dibs. So I feel like I had to like say something. Yes, I said something along the lines of, I can't even see where I sent it, but basically like, so, you know, I was like wondering if maybe after they trim it, I was like, that's such great news. I'm so glad somebody's taking care of it. Do you think that when they're done trimming, blah, 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 blah. And then this person was nice enough to say, after she does the trimmings, I'll ask her if I can keep them for you so that you may propagate them. So look at this. Best
that
case scenario
successful.
All around.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
I wouldn't
happy.
Have predicted that.
Not in 1 million years.
I didn't even think they'd write you back.
Me either. It's like the annoying thing is I can't get an answer about anything else. But this, you know, that works.
Yeah.
Couldn't find that mail for a month.
Right.
But somehow this, but that's good. That's probably the universe looking out for
me.
I don't
understand. I have follow up questions about their like tree trimmers because.
Oh, me too. This is because we can like, tell me what your questions are and then I'll tell you mine.
Why do they have to put in a work order just to do what they're supposed to do anyway?
They might have put in a work order after they noticed 3 out of 10 of the branches were cut.
3 out of 10.
And didn't match. And were like, we should probably trim it. And here's the other thing, that I did not mention. Oh, my God, I got to take a picture of it today.
Yeah,
and
I'm still waiting.
Before it goes away, before they actually. Also, it's been like a week plus. And that woman has not shown up, and that work order has not been filled. So, what timetable is this person on? Do we know we have a living thing?
I think that's something you need to think about.
This is a living, like who? Come on here. I don't think that they express the severity of the situation. Well, no,
right,
the woman saw it.
That tree should be like an intensive care, tree equivalent.
Right. I'm just really after those trimmings. No, but what happened is when I went to go trim it, I don't have like big.
What do you mean?
I need like clippers.
Go?
Remember, well, that was the whole thing. So I went down
before,
and I
yeah.
before.
And then what happened? You got caught or something?
Well, no, but I was only able to take a little bit, and it took me. The branches that were thicker than I even expected. I didn't have thick enough.
Oh my God!
Like
I can
clippers.
See you with like a handsaw.
That's what I needed. But instead, I was using like scissors, like those like heavy duty scissors,
right.
Which were not nearly enough, and so I couldn't get through the big pieces. So I had to cut it higher than you actually need
I would
to cut
do
it.
Anything for a video of that.
Oh my! I'm sure it's on some like
security camera.
I have gone. Through all of the scenarios. I was even thinking, I'm like, you know what? I really hope if our place can't even get it together to like take care of the dog shit in the hallway or get our mail on time, they're probably not updating the security tapes or digitally filing each day
I don't think that's their priority.
That's not. So I was like, they don't. But I had to actually run through all of those scenarios in my mind to be like,
right.
Probably not. And then I just do the good old, what's the likelihood, 1 out of 100, like percentage-wise, that would happen? What would need to be the case and what would need to be their priority?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
There you go.
Update.
That's the update. So good news is everything worked out.
I hope you get to propagate. That would be really
cool. I hope
cool.
so too, because that would be like really lucky because, you know, like I said, I feel like the reason they maybe had to call somebody was to like finish the job.
Oh.
You know, like it was like half
God.
Done.
Right.
It was like definitely, like had I cut it lower and like in a place where you wouldn't have even been able to notice, but I cut.
Do you think they knew that you had already meddled?
I don't think so. I didn't get that. But then when she was like, long story short, I was like, what is that long story? I wonder.
Right. Can you
is that
a long story long?
About? Yeah. I was like, I want the long version. In it, are there two suspects and a dog that could have been seen in the lobby? Like,
right.
Yeah, because, you know, we're like, let's make it casual. It's just like we went on a walk with Bo. We're just coming back in. Like, I'll just be like, jump up there and trim. Also, I did not anticipate the amount of, because these have been so cared for, of, like, debris and loose, just like bits that would fall off as soon as I shook the tree onto the like white floor and everything. So now I'm like on the floor sweeping it up with my hands.
Oh, God.
Susie, it's a scene. Imagine that footage. Imagine what that security footage looks like. Oh, God. It doesn't exist. So we're fine.
Do you think that she sent you the picture of her plant to prove that she really does care about foliage?
Or maybe like, because also then I thought, could this also be like plant lovers unite kind of thing? Like when I post a picture of me with my curly hair, well, which is all I wear now. But like anytime I talk about like curly hair, like curly girls, like show up, they like, we are, we like support curly girls, support curly girls.
Right.
We're like
a
team. So I feel like maybe, is that like it's like plants? That
plants. Yeah,
it might be. And she's on team plant. So
stop it.
Yeah. Who isn't? Well, clearly the other people who work there.
Because, yeah, whoever's murdering that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't get any info about the rent reduction I want, but updates on the plan.
Rent reduction.
Yes. Yes, I really
think you're on
that.
Thin ice.
Oh, my God. What if? I have a really good case. Okay. But so if I were to show up on that security footage and say they were like, where is this woman? She's committed this crime and we need to find her. There are people out there who have the ability to do that. And I read an article about this like creepy neurological ability for people to recognize faces, and they call them super recognizers.
That is wild.
Listen, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while on here because I went so far. You know, I love learning about the weird things that humans can do, but they don't know that they can do.
Yes.
And there are always people who are researching this. There's somebody, I can't even remember what the research, well, of course I don't remember the researcher's name. Nobody does remembers those kind of things. Well, maybe these kind of people, but he created this study that you can just do online, and it's like an online survey to see if you are one of these super recognizers. And of course I took it.
God.
Hello. And I'll send it to you. It's real quick. And I'm going to give you the link for it so everybody can take it. It's like super fast. It's
okay.
And so he's collecting all of this information. He wants to, the researchers want to gather like, or find, identify these people who are super researchers because they're super helpful and super useful in finding missing people, in identifying in catching people. And they're used all the time. And it is way harder than you even think it is. I mean, just taking the test, I was like,
it was?
Yeah, and you don't think it's going to be, and you don't even know why. And I think I got a 9 out of 14. And if you get 10 or higher, 10, like higher than, or maybe it's higher than 10, you might be a super recognizer.
Right.
And I'm sure there's some room for error, but like most people don't, even really good, you don't get above, you know, 10. And I was like, I was definitely doubting myself. So I think another thing is how fast, you know, like, because I remember when I...
What do you think it depends on?
Okay, this is what I want to talk about that I thought was so interesting, and I'm glad that I took the study because I was wondering, like, what is it? Is it just they're looking at... There's something that has to do, because they have, like, the exact place in the brain where this is located, and it's something about being able to recognize more than just the face. It's a place in the brain called the fusiform gyrus, and it's also the place that processes color. But it's about the ability to create more information around the object, because what I noticed in taking the test was that they would show you a picture of the person, and it seems so easy. So they show you this picture, a black and white picture of this person, and then you get like 8 seconds or 10 seconds to look at it. And then you get to choose between like 10 people, 10 faces that they've just, you know, kind of cut out. Mm-hmm. And you say, which one is that? In the beginning, it's like, okay, this is kind of easy. And I was thinking the time would get faster or something. But what it ended up being is the angle that you saw the face at. And that was really interesting to me because it was like, as soon I could recognize the faces straight on. But if you saw a face sideways, I was like, oh, shit, what?
Oh, wow. So some of them, it's their profile.
Yeah. Profile. Oh. Thank you. That is the word that I'm like, yes. So as soon as you see the profile, your ability to recall that face goes away when you see it. It's almost, it's not like you can't remember what the face looks like.
Yeah.
You can't identify it from another angle. So it tells me that when you're seeing the person, you're picking up information about what the side of their face looks like.
Yeah, you're filling in the blanks.
Oh,
right.
My God. That, like, when I really think about that, that blows my mind and gives me chills all over my body, because it's like, is it that they have a, it's not a deficit, it's not a problem, it's a advancement. So it's like, we're going to be freaking X-Men. I'm telling you.
That's your takeaway from it.
All of it. I love it, because it's like slow mutations over time, where then that becomes like, if you live in a densely, like the more densely populated the world gets, maybe that becomes like, we're thinking like years in the future, all that stuff, you know, given that we don't like all explode or whatever, like totally kill ourselves. But you know, I just think about like what that means and what, I don't know.
Right.
You know, like you're piecing it together. Like you're putting together the information I hope that this inspires people to actually take this test and then think about that. And then as soon as I realized that's what I was doing, I looked at the faces different.
How?
Because then I started like thinking about processing the unseen information.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking about, oh my God, see, this was like so, it's like, I fucking love our show, because I'm just glad that I have a place.
I feel the same way.
Because where else could I talk about this weird shit and like actually like dive into it? And this is like homework or like
Do you
work.
Ever have the experience where like you start to share one of these things to, you know, in real life and people look at you like you have three heads, or is just me?
It goes either way. It's like,
yeah,
anything.
Well, yeah,
it's like,
sometimes,
oh my gosh,
like
I love, please, this is why we became friends on the challenge. Hello, this is our origin story.
Right.
Come on. This is exactly why we're friends, because
I know that feeling though, because even when I finished reading the space trash article from last time, I thought, I am so lucky that I get to do this for a living, read this stuff, learn it, and then share it.
Right. I talked for 15 minutes about mice being tickled, or rats, excuse me, being tickled.
Right. We're so lucky.
We're so lucky. So yes, that it may, but it gives me like the chance to, you know, like I love what you said that now I've really been thinking about this, and I try to apply this to any like interesting thing that I find of like the, I'm going to think about this later.
Yeah.
And, because it, when you say that to yourself, you're giving instructions to your brain to file that away in a more important file cabinet.
So
you can, like, you're putting it right next to the door when you walk out,
it's
you remember
like your to-do
it.
List or
yes,
something.
Yes, and I just freaking love that. Those are like those simple tricks for the brain. So when I'm like, when I was, I read the article a long time ago. I read this article. It was in like Vice or something like that, about one of these specific women that they found. So there was a study that was done in, I think it was 2009, where a neurologist. Neurologist. No. I was like, oh no, this is a binoculars thing again, which I did practice and I've been doing great at. Thank you.
Stop it.
Those close-up vision goggles. God, I'm going to lose focus. So I looked at this. I was reading this article a long time ago about this woman who, when they did this study, they found her. So they did this. They were conducting the study to try to find these people who could do this, because they recognized that they would be really helpful in, you know, things like finding missing people and like looking through information. They could be like really useful. So they wanted to, of course, know like what part of the brain was wrong. And like, you know, good old people like Oliver Sacks, like he writes about this and like talks about it. So it's like all the top names in like neuroscience,
right,
like really care
they're
about
on the case.
They're on the case of this, because it's like so interesting. And it's the same part of the brain where that face blindness and facial hallucinations take place. So people are like,
curious. I was
going to
say it's like the opposite of face blindness.
Totally. But then it's like, can you measure? It's, and the crazy thing is like, we don't know when it, what's wrong, like when it's, they just call it like abnormalities. But abnormalities can sometimes make you have a positive result or sometimes make you have a negative result. So like, mm-hmm. what's happening there? I want to know.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, so yes, they, in this study, they were trying to find all these super recognizers. And out of everybody that they found, like everybody they studied, I don't even know how many they looked at, but like thousands and thousands. And kind of like putting out the test like online. And there were only four people who were able to do this. This is very rare. This is not like my synesthesia where like everybody has it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it said in all the all of the studies of super recognizers to date are always based on just a sample of between two and six people because we don't even have, we haven't even recognized enough of these people. They're like so rare. And
did it say that they're born with it or is it?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. They said that it's hardwired. And we know that hard. And so you ask the best questions. So because this leads me to my next point, that we know that it's hardwired because there was another study about, because people are loving study. Like, it must be, well, there's people studying fucking everything from rats being tickled to, wow, there are a lot of studies on this. But I'm like, we've studied tickling rats. So of course there's a few people who have chosen this as a more normal avenue. But
that's so cool.
They looked at this ability in memory championships, or like your memory champions. So the people who, like in the book that we love, Moonwalking with Einstein, they looked at people like that. And even the people who are at the top and like reach Guinness World Record fame, their abilities were average.
Really? Yes. So it's not correlated?
You cannot learn this. It's hardwired. It exists in a different part of the brain that you can't.
Don't you hate that?
Hate / love.
Well, I just always wanted to be one of these people.
You wanted. I know. Yeah. I have not stopped thinking about the savant, like waking up as a savant. Every morning I wake up and I was like, has it happened? Somebody bring me a cello.
Right. What if you get this savantness, but then it's like the accordion and you have to play polka or like mariachi?
Oh my God. Oh no. I would take polka over mariachi.
Because after we recorded that episode, I was like, I should have known she hates polka. She hates every like cultural folk music.
That is not true.
Well, you hate mariachi.
I don't, I think it might be the speed. Oh my gosh, that's totally it. It's the
time
pace.
Signature?
I think it might be the time signature. It's too fast for me. Slow it down, people. I'm too hyped up already. I need the opposite.
You know
I need
what?
Like people who
we
are
We were
chill.
Looking it up because I kept like, playing polka.
Yeah.
Like and it says it's typically a 2/4 time signature. We should see what other music has that.
Oh, this is an excellent
see
idea.
See if you just hate it all.
This is such a good idea. That might be the case. Oh, music with a 2-, is that how you do that? 2/2
It looks like a fraction, but
time signature.
2/4.
Yeah. Look at how little I know.
Well, there's no reason to know that.
Oh, polkas, gallops, and marches. I freaking hate marches.
What the fuck is a gallop?
What the fuck is a gallop? No, that should tell you enough. There's not even another. Nah.
Marches. God. She hates a parade. Marches. I'm going to get her a bumper sticker that said, I hate a parade.
Unless it's a parade of elephants, in which case I'm all for it.
Or gay pride.
Oh, please. Yeah. I love that. Give me all the parades. And that's not true. I love a parade because it doesn't require much and you only have to be excited for, like, you can, like, check in and check out. You know? I like Stop. It. I don't know why. Like, if you're observing, if you're in it, you're in it the whole way.
And right. You
better
repetitive.
Hope that you exercise the elbow. Like, that's for sure.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Now I don't even know what I was talking about because you have me thinking about other things that are hilarious.
Okay, we were just talking about the Savant thing and
oh,
then how
yes,
this
and
is
how
hardwired.
Much I want that. And just there being something. But I just thought that was so interesting that
it is.
You know, it's so rare and that we can look at somebody who has.
Because it is a superpower. It's like being able to,
I'm telling
you, see. Through walls or something. I mean,
and, there's no way we're not constantly adapting, right?
You mean as the human race or as individuals?
Yes, as the human race.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
both,
for sure.
If you want to get like, you know, philosophical
get deep,
over here.
Right?
Get deep, you know? Oh my God.
Right. I wish I had that gift though, and I don't think I do, but I will take the quiz when I see this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm definitely, and I even debated whether or not I wanted to just have you take it to see, but I'm like, no, she's going to be fine.
Mm-mm.
But
I think, don't you think you would know though if you had that gift?
Oh, yeah. And this is the interesting part they said in the article is just like, you know, with my neurological disorder that I'm just like so proud of, my color graph from synesthesia. Thank you very much. people who have this often didn't know they had it. They thought everybody had it. And some people, the ways that they did know that they had it is they would have to do things like pretend that they didn't recognize people.
Oh my God.
Like people thought it was, they'd be like, oh, you know, they would have to like kind of pretend that they didn't. Oh, where
to
do
fit
I know
in.
You from? Yes. Downplay. Like
wow.
Hide their superpower. I mean, come on. Right. It's just, I love it. It's those, it really is like, you know, and after I watched, oh my gosh, Suze, speaking of like, after I watched The Social Dilemma, I'm only halfway through it too. I had to pause it because we started falling asleep because we were just like exhausted, but it's crazy. And that has me thinking about so much of that and like, you know.
Well, yeah, because you realize how susceptible the human brain is to psychological tricks and advertising whatever.
Yep. Oh my God. It just made me think, and it makes me think about like, oh my gosh, just how easily you can kind of. Yeah. Well, exactly.
You're
what
vulnerable.
You said. Vulnerable. And yeah. Yep. Oh my gosh. Yep.
And that's why when you hear about these extreme either talents or deficiencies, you can learn so much about the human brain from these people because their gifts are so extreme, but they can really shed light on how our brains operate under normal circumstances. Right. So that's why I get excited when I hear about stuff like this.
Yes.
But imagine how many job opportunities there'd be if you could basically recognize everyone in the world.
That's what they did. They're used by like Scotland Yard, which is like the most adorable name for like a, you know, police force. I don't know if they are as nice as that, but it just reminds me of like old timey, just because it's in every like
oldie worldy,
it's like in Peter Pan, like it's called Scotland Yard. Like,
so
I don't know,
they use those
but,
guys.
Oh yes. That is exactly what they're being used for. And so they, and it's great because every article that I read about this starts with a different story. Like they all kind of were set up the same way where they start with a story, like this narrative about a case that one of these super recognizers worked, where it'll be like a little girl who was missing or a woman that had gone missing. And so they check like hours of CCTV footage, just like clips, and they can do it so fast.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Oh, that was the thing I was going to say before, is that I think the speed in which you answer the question on the test tells a lot, because I had to stop and think and fill in the blanks when, you know, because I was telling you when I got all excited about how much I love this podcast, when I was saying like that after one, after about like round eight, I was like, ooh, I think I see what I need to do here. And I need to start imagining what the other side of their face looks like, right, and think about the missing information. And then when I did that and it showed the other faces, it took me a while to imagine that. And so I bet I picked them slower than somebody who would just be able to like, boop, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's
right,
it.
For them, it's automatic.
Automatic. Like, have you ever, you know, seen like those like IQ tests or anything where it tells, it has like an unfolded cube. And it says,
oh yeah, I hate
not even a cube, but like like an object. And he says, if you fold this, what shape does it fold into?
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost that skill as well. I know it's like another part of the brain as well.
Spatial awareness. Yes. But yeah.
I feel like it all kind of ties together.
Absolutely. That makes total sense.
Yeah. But it happens so fast. And there's some that I just feel like anything like serves some biological advantage. Of course it does. There's something like, you know, if you have a ton of people, that might become a really good skill to have. And you can think about how people evolve. If you have the ability to recognize faces in like an ocean full of people, your social skills and your social, like, especially in a place where everybody's looking at their phone, that might make you just a little bit better than
the person. Yeah, you have an advantage.
You have an advantage. And then you have an advantage because you maybe get the better job. And then you get the better nutrition. And then your offspring are better. And then they get this trait. And then it's like that's how it happens, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like I just think about all those like down the road kind of things, because we get the chance to do that on this lovely show. And it just blows my mind,
wild.
Man. And I've been wanting to talk. I was like, I read that article a whole long time, like about that woman who, you know, helped find the missing girl and all that, like a couple months ago. And then just today, I was like, ooh, I'm going to click that. I'm going to click that link and like actually take the test. And I'm so glad I did, because I was like, holy crap. Okay. This is also giving me a whole bunch of information. And I'm definitely not a super recognizer. That's for frickin' sure.
Do you think most of these people, so statistically, one or two of our listeners would be them? Do you think they would know immediately, oh yeah, I have that? Or do you think not?
I'm trying. I think that maybe they would. They did say that oh my God, I'm trying to find it. There was a place where in one of the articles where they talked about how you would know that if it were you. Like you might, like, oh gosh. Somebody said it's like looking at a negative image and then closing your eyes and looking at white paper, and it slowly starts developing. That's how it works for
how
me.
Is it like
wow.
That?
Everybody's face tells a unique story, and I want to understand who you are when you're in custody with me. Your face is a gauge of your trustworthy. Wow, that's really interesting. So, and that was somebody who worked for the police department. A consistent high scorer is this woman who's a detention officer named Idris Bada. And so that's one of the jobs that they get for the Metropolitan Police. That is crazy.
Don't you wish you had a superpower?
I'm going to say my color graph, my synesthesia is mine.
What do you think it, how do you think it advanced?
Well, the
advantage?
Only thing I could do is kick butt in memory game, but I don't know. I feel like I can't figure that one out. It's got to help. No,
maybe
you know how
it helps you know because you've never been
right.
Not.
That might be it. That could very much be true. Because I'm not like, I don't have like the greatest memory, and it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's very like, like time, you know, and like just like any, the ways that I do have a good memory, it's because I practiced it or worked at it. It's not like that.
Yeah.
But if anything, I think sometimes your superpowers are the survival traits that maybe you developed. So I feel like my ability to identify and recognize emotions in others in like a mm-hmm. split second is my superpower.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And that really would come in handy.
And that works for, and I feel like that's why I got into my job. And that's like what I was when I was a kid, I was really good. And like I can, yeah, I feel like I can pick up, I can read the vibes.
And like, well, and like any superpower, I'm sure there's a downside. So in your mm-hmm. case, I'm sure sometimes you wish you weren't
so in tune. I'm a feeler. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then I like absorb everything. Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Once there was a man who was sitting in front of me on, I had never.
This was going to be the limerick.
Right. Once there was a man from Kentucky. No, or wherever he's from. Whatever that is. Once was a man from Nantucket. That's it. I was like, no, he's not from Kentucky in there. Where is he? In the funny ones. But there was, I was on an airplane and there was a man, and I don't know what, call this what you want. I don't know what it is, but I was on the airplane and there's a man sitting next to me or like right in front of me. And I was like halfway through this, like maybe a little bit. Yeah. Halfway through the 6-hour flight or so, I was so antsy and like for me noticeable where I'm like, I feel like I'm going to crawl out of my seat. This is, I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like crazy. Like this is, I'm like squirming with anxiety. I couldn't even figure it out. And the man in front of me took out something out of his bag, popped a piece of gum into his mouth, started chewing it. And instantly I was like, oh, that feels better. And then I looked down and it was Nicorette gum. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like I was feeling this man's like, fucking, I could sense that he was anxious, and I could tell because he was like giving off like an anxious vibe that I was feeling. And as soon as he had that Nicorette gum, I was like, oh, I'm better now. And then I was like, oh my God, what the hell? And he, sure enough, that's what
crazy.
It was. And I like put the pieces together, and it was the only time that everything like ever, like the pieces clicked. And I was like, oh my God, I think I might be fine now because he's okay now. What the fuck is that about?
That's so, really weird.
Yeah.
But I believe that. I think energy can...
Like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. That's like, you know, how like, I can just tell the even if it's like something subtle, like a movement or like how he's sitting, my brain is somehow filling in the blanks that mm-hmm. my eyeballs aren't looking at in the same way that, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that's my superhero power. And like,
all right.
Look, Rogue Carbonara can do more than just eat pasta.
Let's wind it down.
Let's do it, man. Just take it down a notch. Let's just like think about what our own superhero powers are. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're like really good at like organizing.
I'm a pretty fast reader.
You are a fast reader. That is a
superpower.
That's
a good superpower.
Yeah.
We could talk about rats being tickled.
Oh my gosh. We had a little fun giggling over some rats being tickled and giggling.
Sarah is on security footage trying to hacksaw a tree.
Absolutely. We know that I definitely don't like music with a 2-4 timestamp. Or time, whatever it's called. Time stamps, that's called time.
But we're very jealous of people who can recognize all the faces.
Yes, we definitely are.
So if you're one of those people, please send us an email and tell us what it's like.
And make sure you send us, if you feel like you have a superpower, like, just go ahead and, like, let us know about it. And, like, be like, hey, ladies of Brain Candy, my superhero power is this. And tell me why, because I want to hear. I love it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that too. I bet there's a lot of overlap in our group. You know what I mean?
And then you know what I love about that? This is like winding it down, but maybe gonna like it also get you guys excited to write about that.
Wind you up.
Is that you might, in seeing somebody else's superpower, realize that you have that too, and it wasn't even something that you thought of it was a superpower.
Right, you didn't even know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like speed reading, like Susie.
Yeah, that's something.
Yes. All right, guys.
It's nice. Been real nice talking to you, Sarah.
Real nice chatting with you, Suze.
Leave us a 5-star review, everybody, and tell a friend, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we'll have a fine grigio.
See you next time.
Well, bye.
Bye.